from Talking Mouths.
So the original story about Rock Lobster and the building of it is that we actually wanted to build an up track. We were really keen to have that so we could get off the ski trails, essentially, and not have such a boring commute to the single track. So we started poking around and found some absolute gems in there, and we were like, oh my goodness, this cannot be an up track.
So Rock Lobster is a great example of an up track gone horribly wrong, but you know, in a pretty awesome way that people seem to love. Speaking from personal experience, I think its builders should take some pride in having discovered and corrected their error in the conceptual phase of the project. Not everyone is that intelligent. Whitehorse has another, earlier example of a doomed up track. But in this case, the trail was actually open for business before a certain someone could recognize his failure.
Boogaloo was done because Mark Kepke was tired of biking up the road and he wanted an up track, single track up track. I was never convinced that was a good idea, but I didn't really care because most of the trail was kind of, the trail had been a started thing when I got involved. And has it ever truly been an up track? No. My argument with Mark and with people is that the roads are always way more efficient way to get up anyways. So
I think even before Upper Boogaloo was in, people were riding Lower Boogaloo as a down track. And once we saw that happening, it was like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's what it should be. But there was still the idea that it would be bi-directional.
I don't know on Upper Boogaloo if I've ever seen anyone going up it. I actually don't think I literally have once.
One year, either on the 24-hour or one of these races, you had to go up Upper Boogaloo was part of the race.
Oh, okay.
If nothing else, it proved that that was a stupid idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Join the Boogaloo Boys. No, not the Boogaloo Boys? Okay. Join the crew.
Thane Phillips.
Jesse DeVost.
And me, as we recount the origin story of the Boogaloos. The episode will hopefully drop in late March, just in time for the trail's 20th anniversary.